Visitors to Monticello are probably familiar with Thomas Jefferson's polygraph. Unlike the later device of the same name, it did not detect lies so much as make them possible. As Jefferson moved his pen across the page to write, it was harnessed to a second pen, which made an exact duplicate on a second page, which, at least in theory, raised the question, was the second page written and signed by Thomas Jefferson? This conundrum comes to mind as Donald Rumsfeld has been taken to the woodshed for expressing what are likely mechanical condolences to the families of fallen warriors. And it recalls an incident in the history of American government involving automated signatures and the questionable authenticity of presidential sentiment. It seems that at least since the Eisenhower White House, the president's signature was being reproduced by an auto pen, which does what Jefferson was doing, but on a much more effective scale. Since, as we've seen in the Rumsfeld story, this efficiency is not always appreciated, the White House did not commonly acknowledge that presidential elbow grease did not go into each production of the president's John Hancock. But the White House of President Gerald Ford let the cat, or the multiple replicats, out of the bag. Philip Ross, who wrote about this in Pen World International magazine, has a copy of a letter that the White House staff sent out to someone requesting an autographed picture in 1975. The president, it said, is busy.
He is absorbed in meetings with his cabinet, his domestic and foreign policy advisors on a daily basis. He's expected to entertain foreign dignitaries, meet with patriotic religious and other groups, and to participate in innumerable other activities attendant upon his office.
This is all in the way of explaining why the president can't just send you a copy of his signature.
That's true. They acknowledge that the White House literally receives thousands of requests each day for signed photographs, golf balls, and every other type of memorabilia. In view of his heavy schedule, they say it would be physically impossible for him to comply with those requests.
So, Philip Ross says, the letter explains that a photograph signed by AutoPen will have to do. It says the president regrets it is not physically signed by him. Well, you can imagine what these automated signatures mean to someone like David Laurel, autograph collector and associate editor of Autograph Collector magazine.
The dreaded AutoPen is definitely that has caused a lot of problems within our business and within the hobby of autograph collecting, of course.
Well, if somebody actually authorized a batch of pictures to be signed by, say, his very own auto pen, are those autographs?
I personally do not believe that they are. You know, an auto pen signature is an exact replica of someone's actual signature, but it was not done by the person's hand.
Autograph collector David Laurel has seen the auto pen from both sides. He is a former mayor of Burbank, California, and in that capacity, he says, he used his auto pen liberally.